Welcome to the Life Preaching Message from Loyalty House International, Polokwane, a united denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, where the Word of God is imparted clearly, practically, comprehensively for present-day living. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation, a Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to teach and preach wherever they may be. Join us for a life-changing encounter as you listen to this message by Bishop Peter Mokganya.
I want us to be on our feet as we welcome our pastor, Bishop Peter Mokganya.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Are you shouting small like that? Amen. Well, you may be seated. Amen. You're all welcome. Amen. I said you're all welcome to church. Hey, wow. We are blessed in this church. I see some pastors have visited us today. Wow. Pastor Litedi and his wife. Please stand up. Just greet us. Please stand up. Brutu Litedi and his wife. Amen. Wow. It's a blessing. And then Pastor Bella Ramogale as well. Thank you. Amen. Bishop, these pastors, they said that if you are preaching, they can pause their program and come to our church. They will get somebody else to preach in their church and come. Hallelujah. Well, it's a blessing. They've been following Bishop. They've been to Give Thyself Holy. And they said if Bishop Saki is here, we also want to come. So pastors, you are welcome. Amen. And our very own Reverend, amen, hallelujah, who came with our father to our church, amen. So we have Reverend Daniel from Jimiston, amen, our church in Jimiston. Reverend Blake from Ghana, Asamankasi, amen. And then Reverend Chris, where's that town that you're from? It's also from Ghana. Where's that your town? Akimoda. And then Reverend Selassie from Accra. You're from Accra. One of our churches. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you there? You've gone home. And then Pastor Isaac, where are you? Okay. He's at the Kadesh with Bishop Saki. Amen. Wow. Are you excited about that? Now, the day that we've been waiting for has finally arrived. Amen. And we are so excited that Bishop Saki could come to Polokwane. Now, do you know what is so special about this visit? That he didn't come alone at all. Amen. He came with Lady Pastor Elsie, his wife. Wow. I tell you, let's put our hands together. So, now, I am blessed. Do you know why I'm blessed? Because, you know, I've been dedicating people's children, but mine was not dedicated. So before Bishop Saki can preach, he's going to dedicate my baby first. Hey! So, sit down for a moment. Are you sitting down? Are we not blessed? I tell you, some of you are jealous. You wish you were me. Hallelujah. So, hey, where is my daughter? What a shock. Yeah, so all our pastors, please, you are my family today. All our pastors and our DMM candidates, you should come. Amen. So, yes. So please, come. So let's put our hands together and welcome Bishop Sake and Lady Pastor Elsie.
Wonderful. Where do you stand to do it? In front of your way? I think we'll be here on the steps, and then so all the family members of Bishop Peter, that is all the pastors, guest ministers, please join us as we dedicate this beautiful baby. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Fantastic. Congregation, you may be seated. Right. So now, we want to ask the Father to tell us the name or names of the baby and the meaning or reasons for the names of the baby. So please clap your hands and welcome the Father of the baby.
Her name is Elaine Blessing Mohanya. Now, Elaine, I named her after Mama E in Pretoria because she's a very good example of a servant of God, somebody who's supporting in the ministry. So I want Elaine to grow up to be a maid servant of God and marry a bishop too. Amen. Anyway, blessing, she's blessed. She represents all the blessings in the Bible. Wow. Amen. So, and Mohanya means glory. Yes, those are the names.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Can we all repeat the names? Ready, go. For the last time, Elaine Blessing Mohanya. Hallelujah. I'd ask you to stretch your right hand towards this baby. Speak a blessing over Elaine. Blessing Mohanya. Pray for God's blessing. Pray for God's favor. Convert every wish in your heart to prayer. Pray that God will bless this beautiful gift. Pray that she will serve God all the days of her life. She will never be a wayward child. Never turn away from God. She will not grow with any childhood disease and any attack of the enemy, that the blood of Jesus will cover her. Pray for her, that her bread will be blessed, her water will be blessed. Pray for her, that she will know God and serve God from a tender age. She will have divine revelation, divine encounters with God. Pray for Elaine, bless and pray, that God will cause her to love and serve in the house of God all the days of her life. Pray that she will excel in school. Pray that she'll be above her contemporaries. Pray that she will do well in every area. Spirit of excellence, spirit of intelligence will rest upon her. Pray that if they're choosing the most well-behaved children, she'll be one of them. Pray that her conduct and her behavior will bring glory to God. Mako ndi basata rakabandiri moshiki bandi mazita rakimo kafadi brahandi kitoka bazi zimato fakinda karando bazida brendu kumbahandi kitoshi. We bless you. We thank you. Father, we stand as your servants, placing our hands on Elaine. Bless her. Lord, as her name is, so shall she be. May she serve you like Mama Elaine. May she be an example of a pastor and a minister and a maid servant in your house. In Jesus' name, we pray for grace to abound on her life. Elaine, we speak to your future. May your future be bright. May your days be bright. May you indeed be a blessing. In Jesus' name. Any evil eye that shall look upon you, we turn away that eye. Anyone that shall roll a stone against you, we roll away that stone. Anybody who shall dig a pit for you, may they fall into their own pit. In the name of Jesus, We bless you, Elaine, with the blessing of God. May you excel in school. May you be one of the best students in your class. May you top your class all the time. May you be an excellent and intelligent child. May God endue you with wisdom. Wisdom from above. May you be wiser even than your teachers and the ancients. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning with favor. May the favor of God rest upon you. May you be a healthy child. May there be no malfunctioning of every cell in your body. May every cell function perfectly. May every tissue function perfectly. In the name of Jesus, may you be a healthy child. May God bless your bread. May God bless your water. May God keep you healthy and strong. And now as you grow, may you not fall from height. May you not fall into water. May you not fall into oil. In the name of Jesus, may God bless your going out and coming in. And now may God choose your friends for you. May you never fall into bad company. May God give you good friends, good people who serve God and love God. In the name of Jesus, may you never bring sorrow to your family. May you never bring pain to the tears. May you never bring pain to your parents. But may you bring joy and excitement and happiness. We bless you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you the glory for this beautiful child. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, Bishop and Lady Pastor Nano, do you promise to bring up Elaine blessing her in the word of the Lord? Do you promise to train her by the word of God? Do you promise to be examples to her so that when she's old, she will not depart from it? If you do, say I do.
I do.
Say I do.
I do.
Together say we do.
We do.
Clap your hands for them. Hallelujah. All right. We have a Bible and a certificate. Okay. I want to present the Bible to the mother because mother spends more time with the children. So let her read the Bible instead of watching cartoon networks. Are you there? Let her enjoy. The Bible says that how can a young man keep his way pure if I pay heed to your word? And what have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you? So when we give the Bible to you, may you read these words to her every day. And may she love the words of this book. Amen. Congratulations. Right. And now I'm giving the baby certificate to the father. Keep it well. I know you're good at keeping things. Keep it very well. She will use it to pay her tithes. She will use it to register for an Akazo Bible School. Hallelujah. So this is very precious. Amen. So give it to you. Congratulations. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Please take your seats now. Why don't you clap your hands for them as it is?
Wow. Put your hands together for Jesus. I said, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Wow, we are very blessed. Amen. Aren't we blessed? You know, two of my children, all my daughters, both of them were dedicated by Bishop Saki. Amen. So Neo was dedicated by Bishop Saki. And then now Elaine as well. We are too blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, you know, today is such a wonderful day. How many of you are excited that... I tell you, it's such a blessing. Anyway, Bishop Saki doesn't need any introduction in our church. He is not a visitor. I say, it's not what? A visitor. So he doesn't need what? Introduction. Because he is the bishop. Because he's the what? Bishop. So I want us to be on our feet. Hallelujah. Are you on your feet? Are you on your feet? Wow. This is a servant of God. A servant of God. He's, look, when you see the United denomination, it is what it is today because he has kept our father supported him all these years. So we are actually here because of him. Yes. Hallelujah. So we are so blessed. Hallelujah. So today, I want us to put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome to our international pulpit our very own Bishop E.A.G. Sakye. Wow, put your hands together for Jesus.
Oh, 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 yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 oh, 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 yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Before I preach, I would like my wife to say hello to all of you. Please welcome my beautiful wife, Lady Pastor Elsie.
Hallelujah. Wow. What a blessing it is to be here. It's so great to be here and to see you all so alive. There's an energy here that is inexplicable. Wow, it's an honor to stand here. Thank you so much for inviting us, Bishop Peter, your lovely wife. No, she hasn't changed over the years. Well, my husband says she's put on a little bit of weight, but oh, not that much. Hallelujah. But they're so lovely, and I'm sure you know how lovely they are. You should know more than we do. But it's a blessing to be here. We thank Bishop Doug, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have met all you lovely people, and we wouldn't be here today. So wherever he is, Bishop Doug, God bless you. Thank you so much for having us. This church is as exciting as First Love. Okay, but it's great to be here. God bless you all. God bless you all. I don't know what you're believing God for this year, but this year is our year of good things. So as long as God knows that what you want is a good thing for you, in His time, He will make it perfect. God bless you all.
Thank you very much. All right. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Wonderful. What a blessing. I want to thank God again for especially the guest ministers, pastors who have abandoned their churches to be here with us. It doesn't happen often that pastors would leave their churches to come on a Sunday morning. So it's a great honor they've done us, and we don't take it for granted. We appreciate you very much for your closeness, your fellowship, your support, and your being here is a great source of an encouragement. God bless you greatly. May your churches grow and multiply in the name of Jesus. And my team from Ghana also, God bless you for coming and being here. Hallelujah. I want to really thank Bishop Peter and his wonderful wife again for making sure that I come and have this convention. So I'm not looking forward only to this morning, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow evening and Tuesday evening. Sunday mornings, you have to behave well. Isn't it? Now tomorrow we'll misbehave. I mean tomorrow we have church. Either we're going home. No, we are having church, but we have convention. Many conventions starting now. But it's a joy and a privilege to be here, and I believe that God is going to be gracious to us. If you plan to travel tonight, please postpone your journey. Don't miss tomorrow and Tuesday. Did you say amen to that? Because I come with an impartation for your life. Hallelujah. I come with grace for you. You know, Bishop Peter is such a solid man of God. Very solid. Very alive. So when I kept on wondering whether this church is really Loyalty House or First Love. I think Loyalty House, Pukpulukwan, you are being disloyal to Loyalty House. You are more First Love than Loyalty House. How can Loyalty House be disloyal? What a shock. But it's a blessing. Amen. And it's a joy to be in a lively church. May God keep us alive. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And it's joy every time every time Bishop Peter comes to Ghana, it's just a joy to see his contribution towards Bishop's meeting. He always has a very good question, good contribution, and he makes such a difference to the Bishop Council. And so on behalf of Beyonce, Bishop Peter, God bless you for being such a good example to many people. I see more pastors and bishops rising up in South Africa. Hallelujah. Our first non-Ghanaian bishop in the whole of the UD. Isn't it a blessing that he's a pay setter in the ministry? What an honor, what a blessing. May your wife love you. Praise the Lord. Right. And what's the time now? Okay. Oh, it's 12. Okay. And you end about 3? Don't worry. I said it's Sunday morning, so we have to behave, isn't it? So I'm going to be quite brief this morning. Although I was not given a closing time. I don't know why. But I'll still preach. And I will finish when I end. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. One verse of scripture. It says, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Let me read from the New Living Translation. It says, so, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Can I read it to you again? So, my dear brothers and sisters, in Polokwane, be strong and immovable. Push your neighbor and tell him, be strong and immovable. Push him until he falls off the chair. Hallelujah. Be strong and immovable. Always. Not some of the time. Not once a while. But always. Work enthusiastically for the Lord. Amen. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. What a word. When I say what a word, you say what a preacher. What a word. Fantastic. Hallelujah. Now, let me read this one also too from the Message Bible. With all this going for us, my dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Wow! What a way. I think I should read it again. It says, with all that is going on for us, my dear friends, stand your ground. Hallelujah. And don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. If I were you, I'll clap my hands for the Lord. Are you sitting down like that? Okay. Sit down. Hallelujah. So, briefly, the Bible is making us see the benefits of working for ANC. Sorry, work for the Lord. Amen. Are you here? I've gone home. There's a great blessing and benefit. Corella, nice to see you. You all sing as beautiful as ever. And your choir is fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful choir. Beautiful choir. And your dancing stars are super. Wow. Everything is working in the church. What do you think? Hallelujah. So the Bible is making us to see this. And I told you, I'm preaching very briefly. It says that, my dear friends, stand your ground. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. May nobody ever influence you from the house of God. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Stand your ground. Amen. And it goes on to say, and don't hold back. When you come to church, don't hold back. You know, some people are too diplomatic in church. Are you here or going home? Years ago, I remember a brother who used to sit, I think, the fifth row or so in church. Very thick and tall brother. And he used to sit in church. And when it is praises time, or worship, the leader will say, lift your hands up. And then he will lift his hands and put his hand in his pocket after 30 seconds. Clap your hands. He will just clap one, two, and then pocket. And even when we are preaching, and then you look at his face, long, twisted, thwarted, contorted. It's like, when you look at his face, forget the rest of your sermon. You don't want to continue preaching. Because his face will tell you, end the sermon. I mean, he used to, and he was a solid guy, he used to really intimidate me when I'm preaching. And I remember one day, you know, I kept on wondering, who is this brother who sits at there? And he sits almost at the same spot all the time. And when he sees his face, it's a message. So, I remember one day I was in my office, when I was told that this diplomatic Christian is looking for me. I said, please allow him to come. So he came in, sat down. When I heard he was looking for me, I had to adjust my tie. He won't come and look for me. I have to be careful. Well, who is the diplomat coming? So he came and I gave him a chair. And I said, yes, sir. Is there anything I can do for you? Is there any problem? You're welcome to the office and all that. He said, please, Pastor. He started crying. What a shock. What's going on? He was crying. The diplomatic brother was crying. I said, this is serious. So I was wondering, has he lost his father or mother or somebody very close? Because he was really crying proper tears. And so I waited for a few minutes for him to finish crying. And I said, okay, now brother, can you tell me what's the problem? So please, Pastor. Is that a cry again? And I wondered, what could it be? In fact, he cried so much that even me, I felt like crying. Has ever happened to you before? Somebody's crying so much that you too start crying. It's called foolish cry. You must know why a person is crying before you cry. But what is this cry that you don't know why the person is crying and you're also crying? No. Well, I realized that my tears were coming and I told myself, I refuse to cry. I lifted my head and rolled back the tears. Go back now. In the name of Jesus. Are you there? So now, when he had finished crying, all the tears were finished. Then I asked him, now tell me what the problem is. He said, please, Pastor. She said she will marry me. Not knowing a little girl in the church, a little shrimp in the church, that he has proposed to. And the lady said she will not marry him. That's why his heart is broken. The relationship for a short one, the lady said she has changed her mind. That's why he's crying. I was so surprised that diplomat can cry because of a little thing. What a shock. I never thought he had any emotions. I never thought he had any feelings. Some people, when you see them in church, I see they don't have any emotions. Are you there? No, I'm telling you. So I told him, what will you do? He said, please, Pastor, I'll go and kill myself. I said, anyway, from here to the beach is not far. I can go and drown. No, I'm a man of God. I didn't say that at all. I said, no, don't kill yourself. Don't do that. You'll be okay. He said, will I be okay? I said, you'll be okay. I don't know how we'll be okay. My heart. I said, you'll be okay. He said, please pray for me. I said, I'll pray for you. So I laid my hands on him. I prayed for him. I said, Lord, I pray for this brother. Heal his heart. But you see, when I was praying for him, he could hear the prayer. But I'll tell him, I said, Lord, punish you small. Punish you small. For not worshiping you proper in church. For intimidating the bishop. Not a little girl can make her cry. Can make him cry. But he didn't hear that part of the prayer. I said, oh Lord, restore this brother. Lord, let it happen. What a shock. When I finished, he said, amen. You know, the point I'm making is this. You see, when you come to church, throw yourself into the work of the Lord. Can I have an amen? Do it enthusiastically. Let there be enthusiasm in our worship. What will make your church attractive? What will make your life attractive? What will make your ministry attractive? Is the enthusiasm that comes out of your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, when I shout, it makes you nervous, you see. Then close your ears. I'm about to give the Lord one shout. Hello? Are you still here? Is there enthusiasm in your life? Sit down, let me continue preaching. Do the work enthusiastically. Amen. That is what we need to carry us on and to keep our churches breathing. I'm preaching. Are you there? Throw yourselves into the work of the master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time and effort. This year is a year of good things. May you receive good things. God will bring good things into your life. Now I want to quickly share with you 5 benefits. Somebody say 5. Alright. 5 benefits that you're going to receive as you work in the house of the Lord. Amen. And that's going to be brief, and then we will close for today and for this morning. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Are you still here? Amen. I didn't hear you. Are you still here? Amen. Right. So, God expects you to be involved in his work. Tell your neighbor, God expects you to be involved in his work. Hallelujah. God expects you to get yourselves busy with the work of the ministry. Amen. Because if you don't do that, you're going to miss great blessing. Amen. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 13. Tomorrow night and Tuesday night, I'm going to be praying for you. I cannot come without laying these hands on your head. Something has been deposited into your life. Some grace must come into your life. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 7 and verse number 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, say, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in the temple. May you serve God day and night in the temple. I didn't hear you. I said, may you serve God day and night in the temple. Amen. These are the people. You see, this revelation, this John saw a lot of young people. Oh, there are so many of them. And they're wearing white robes, looking gorgeous and beautiful. And the angel said, do you know who they are? I said, I don't know. I said, these are they who have served in my temple day and night. Day and night. Day and night. They have been serving in the temple. Hallelujah. I gave my life to Christ when I was 13 years old. I'm now 72. Let me tell you something. Are you there? All these years, all I've done in church, all I've done in life is to serve God day and night. And I have no regrets serving God. Amen? Are you still here? All the years, you know, I was born in 19. Mind your own business. All these years of serving God, all these years of giving my heart to Christ, I have served. I've worked in the house of God. When I was a little boy, 14, 15 years old, a friend of mine used to come and wake me up in the morning. And we used to go to the Methodist church in my town. When we would go there Sunday morning, 4 a.m., he would come and wake me up. And we would go to the church. We would go with our dusters and our mops. We would mop the church. We would dust the pews of the church. Nobody was paying us. Nobody was giving us. Nobody even knew who would come and do it. Only the one who, the caretaker of the church, knew us. So when we got, so young boys, you have come and you opened the church for us. And we'll mop all the floor and clean all the chairs. Sometimes I climb into the pulpits and clean the pulpit and dust it and so on. And so I can remember times that as I was dusting the pulpit, I would kneel down and behind and say, Lord, one day may you use me to preach your word. This was when I was 14 and 15 years old. I didn't even understand what I was saying. All my life, I've never wanted to be a lawyer, doctor, engineer. All I wanted to do was to preach. I'm not saying you want to be a doctor, engineer, but I'm saying that in my heart, my greatest desire has always been to preach and to work in the house of God. These are they. Who have served in your temple day and night. May you be one of those who serve in the temple of God. Your amen is very feeble. Hallelujah. May some of you who are young stay with your parents. May your parents never go and look for you in the nightclub. May there never come a day where your parents are looking for you in the cinema hall, in the nightclub. But if they can't find you, may they say, I know where I can find my son. I know where my daughter is. I'm going to church and my child will surely be in the church. May you stay in the house of God all the days of your life. Shout amen.
every time I have conversation, I pray for children. And I speak over their lives. That your parents will never come and look for you in the nightclub. May you stay in the house of God all the days of your life. What a word. Are you still here? Son and let him continue preaching. You will never be found in the wrong place. You will never be found in the wrong place. Do you believe it? Oh, I used to do this all the time. I did it for a number of years. We used to clean and nobody was paying us. One of the greatest blessings is that nobody pays you for what you do in the church. You play instruments, you sing, you travel, you pastor, you follow up people, and you don't demand anything because your reward is going to. Bible says that throw yourself into the work, knowing that no time or effort that you invest in the work is useless. May heaven reward you abundantly. I said, may heaven reward you abundantly. Only God can pay you. I said, only God can pay you. God sees every effort you make. God sees every step you take. You come for rehearsal after rehearsal. You come, you open the church, you do the ushering work, you clean, you do things. Heaven sees it. You follow up people, you visit them, you counsel them, you spend money doing the work. I'm telling somebody here that God, who sits in secret, will reward you openly. May God surprise you in the days to come. I said, may God surprise you in the days to come. Did you shout amen?
Amen.
What a word. God will surprise you. I said, God will surprise you. God will honor you. Lady, keep on serving. Sister, keep on serving. As you serve, your story becomes like Rebecca, who was just serving. She was serving and all she was doing was fetching water for the cattle to drink and all that. And so on, not knowing that as she was doing this, God was preparing a husband for her. May God surprise you with something good. Sit down, let me continue preaching. What a word. What a word. Listen. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more. Hey, I'm preaching now. Can I preach to somebody here? It says, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. Hey, what a word. Are you there? And shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Clap your hands for the Lord. So number one. Number one blessing of serving the house of God, you will never be hungry. Let me take off my coat so I can start preaching. Hallelujah. Bible says, they shall hunger no more. Amen. Verse 16, they shall hunger no more. Are you taking a picture? Take it. Okay, thank you very much. Now I can preach. Hello. Hello. They shall hunger no more. You will never be hungry as you work for God. I'm talking about serving in the temple of God. Working in that. Look, for us as a ministry, as a church, this has been the hallmark of our ministry. The blessing that has come is not just by anointing oil. It's by getting engaged in the house of God and working in the house. And I've seen God promote and bless us. I've seen God looking after us in a supernatural way. May heaven look after you in Jesus' name. I prophesy to you, you will never be hungry. You will never be hungry. You will never be hungry. God will put food on your table. God will put money in your pocket. Receive the blessing of God in Jesus' name. You will never be hungry. I'm preaching somebody here. Some of you, God is about to change your job. You are going to get a job that pays you 3 times what you're earning now. May God surprise you in the days ahead. You will never be hungry. What a word. Those who are serving in the temple, those who are cleaning the floor, singing in the choir, ushering, praying, starting branches, you will never be hungry. Hallelujah. You will never be hungry. God will look after you. I said, God will look after you. Call your neighbor, shout and shake him and tell him, God will look after you. I said, shake him until he wakes up. Say, God will look after you. God will look after you. God will supply every need of yours. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? You will never be hungry. I'm telling you. What a word. What a word. Bible says, number two, you like studying too much. You guys, sit down. You like studying too much. Amen. As you serve God, you will never be thirsty. You will never be what? Thirsty. You see, when we talk about thirst, we're talking about things that make you comfortable. You know, people can be, you know, thirst can kill. Do you understand? Can be so thirsty that kills more than hunger. Yeah. Go through, walk through the desert and all that. They die out of thirst. Thirst. You will never die before your time. Anything that you need to make your life comfortable, God will provide it. Anything that you need. Listen, I'm talking about those who are serving in the temple. Those who are doing something for God. I'm telling you. You see, in this country, I'm sure, there are places where everybody would like to work. Isn't it? Like where? F&B. And then what else? KPMG. Eskom. Pardon? SARS. SARS. S-A-R. SARS. Very good. Is that what? Oh, wow. You see what revenue. Very good. You like to work there. But there are other places that you will not like to work there. Like where?
ShopRite.
ShopRite. What a shock. KFC. Huh? Makule.
Yeah, Makule.
What did they do there? Hey, wow. If you need a job and they give you a job there, you will just do it for a short while and get a better job, isn't it? It's only a starting point. But there's some place when you work there, they'll look after you well. Do you understand? Apart from a salary, they give you even allowance for clothes. There are places like that. You don't know yet. That's why you don't understand. The place where you work, they give you a car to drive. Just you go to work. There are places like that. Am I talking to anybody here? The place where you work, they take you abroad for holidays. You go for short courses and come. So everybody would like to work in a place like that. I'm telling somebody, if you work for God, I said, if you work for God, if you work for God, God will look after you. God will surprise you. God will honor you. God will bless you. Shout yeah. I'm preaching. God is a better employer than F&B. He's a better employer than SARS. He's a better employer than Eskom. God is the best employer in this world. He's the best employer in this world. David said, I've been young, I'm not old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor he's still begging for bread. You'll never be a beggar in the name of Jesus. You'll not beg. Your days of begging are over. Say, my days of begging are over. Oh, some of you, God will pay your school fees for you. Some of you are going to have scholarships. May God bless and honor you as you serve him. I said, may God bless and honor you as you serve him. You will sit in plane, you didn't buy the plane tickets. I'm saying, they didn't hear me. I said, you will sit in plane, you didn't buy the ticket. God will honor you with a plane ticket. Say, I receive it. You drive cars, you didn't buy the car. God will give you a car to drive. Say, I receive it. What a word. Are you still in church? Did you come to church? I said, did you come to church? I'm prophesying to you. You will thirst no more. Anything that will make your life comfortable, God will give it to you. Your life will be a comfortable life. You will never regret. The devil is a liar. He may tell you are wasting your time. He may say everybody is getting married, you are not getting married. He may say everybody is going on, but listen, your day of breakthrough is coming. Your year of good things are here. Receive your good things from the Lord in Jesus' name. It will happen. Sit down. They will thirst no more. You will not be, never be thirsty. Anything you want to drink, you can afford it. You will not be in debt. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Number three. Those who work for God, the sun will not smite them. Verse 60 says, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sunlight on them, nor heat. Amen. I said amen. Amen. The sun will not burn you. God will give you air-conditioned car. Air-conditioned house. Some of you didn't receive it. It's up to you. Yes. The sun will not burn you. What a word. What a word. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. God will cause your life to be sweet and beautiful. There's a song I love so much. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he comes. The more that I love him, the more love he bestows on me. Since I gave my life to Christ, since my life he controlled, every day get brighter and brighter. May your way get brighter and brighter in Jesus' name. Yeah. God, you see, look, I've served God for many years. So for more than 40 years, I've been born again. And I'll tell you that in all my years of serving God, I've never seen, not that you don't have problems, difficulties, or challenges, but I've not seen anybody who has served God and has been disappointed. No. I've never seen it. And you are not going to be the first. I said, you're not going to be the first. As an exhibit of disappointment, you will not be the first. Are you there? You keep going, coming and going. You keep paying your tithes. You keep working in the church. You keep going for outreach. You keep doing the follow-up. You keep doing these things. You think God is blind? Is God blind? God is not blind. God is not blind. Are you there? Yeah. I remember years ago, you know, as I was serving God and all that, the church had started and Bishop had started the church, we were together. And then a certain German friend, I just met him casually. He came to Ghana. I met him and then he went back to his country. I was sitting there. I was in my home. And then when I got a call from him, he said, "Ie Tisaki, would you like to come to Germany for holidays?"
Just like that. I said, why not? Somebody say, why not? So he said, do you want me to send you the plane ticket? What do I say?
Why not?
What do I say?
Why not?
I'm sitting my somewhere. He said I should come. But so I was there when DHL brought the ticket and all the things. I went for the visa and then I sat in the plane. I arrived without paying a dime. That would be your story. Do you want to drive a nice car?
Yeah.
What do you say? Why not? Do you want to live in a nice house?
Yeah.
Do you want to marry a nice guy?
Yeah.
Do you want God to give you a beautiful wife?
Yeah.
I see God doing it in your life in the name of Jesus. God will make your life sweet, attractive, beautiful, inviting. Shout yes, somebody. The sun will not smite you, nor the heat. Amen. Let's sit down. Let me give you the last point and we close. Because tomorrow evening we are going to be here. Yeah. Amen. I said tomorrow we are going to be here. Hallelujah. Are you looking at the passage? It says, therefore they shall walk before me and all that. It says that ended, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor heat, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. May God feed you. You see, there's a difference between you eating and somebody feeding you. Am I right? The difference. I have a little daughter. How old is our daughter? 7 years. Yeah. 7 years old. Now she's becoming a little more self. I'm able to look after herself a bit. But sometimes when she's eating, you know, when babies sit there eating, I think they're eating for you. Am I right? The food they're putting in their own stomach, I think it's for you. You have to sing for her. Sing. Oh, Jenna, eat one for daddy. Eat one for mommy. Eat one for Joel. Your brothers are all there. You see, they are eating for them. You have to find stories. Tell them stories. Sing a little bit around them. Be pampered. May God pamper you. May God pamper you. May God bless you and pamper you. That's what it means to feed. God will pamper you. I said, God will. Don't you like pampering? Don't you miss pampering? Some husbands are missing pampering. But God will pamper somebody here. God will pamper some lady here. I'm telling you, when I look at my daughter and I say, hey, this girl, small food, who will dance. Okay, let me dance for you, Jenna. And I dance, daddy, okay. When I dance, will you eat too? I'll eat too. And I say, hey. And then, for her own stomach. But I have to pamper her. That is what God will do in somebody's life. And that's what God will do in somebody's life. He himself will feed you. I said, God will feed you. God will look after you. God will provide for you. Are you still here? You don't lack any good thing. When I was getting married, years ago, the shoe I bought a shoe. I didn't have money. The shoe I bought was, today's equivalent, about $2. That's about 20 rands. That's the shoe I bought to get married. It was a used shoe. Somebody has worn it and was selling it. And I went to buy it. And I used soap and Omo and sponge to wash. You have Omo in this country? To wash the sole of the shoe. Shine it. And after that, I bought Vaseline to line it so that when I kneel down, it will be shining. But I married. But as I've gotten along, God has been supplying every need of mine. God will give you shoes to wear. Sisters, God will give you wig if you want to wear a wig. Do you want Brazilian wig? Japanese wig? Italian wig? Chinese wig? May God feed you with good things.
I said, may God feed you with good things because you are serving the Lord. I said, because you are serving the Lord. I'm preaching. It's not everything that you must use your money to buy. Bible says that God gave the Egyptian midwives houses they did not build. May God surprise you before the end of this month, the new month. Shout amen. God will do it. He will feed you. God himself. Oh, you can't see that. You can't see that. Is it there? It says what? The lamb which in the midst of the throne shall feed them. God will carry you in his hands. Say, baby, don't cry. I love you. God will hold you in his hand. The lamb will hold you in his hand. Your working for God will never be in vain. Let me finish now. God will sing lullaby to you. Lullaby. Hallelujah. And he said that, and shall lead them. God will lead you. I said, God will lead you. The lamb will feed and lead them. Look, you'll not fall into any trap. Any arrangement the enemy has made for you, may God lead you away from the traps of the enemy. May God lead you from disaster and trouble. May you not be at places where there's fire and crisis. May God lead you to good places. I said, may God lead you to good fountain. May God lead you to a place of blessing. May you be far away from accidents. May you not sit in a car that is about to crash. And if there's an accident, may God keep you alive. May God keep you alive. The Lamb himself shall lead them. He shall lead them. He shall lead them. He shall lead them. He shall lead them. Amen. God will lead you to a good wife. Brothers, I said God will lead you to a good wife. Not a wife who will fight with you every day in your home. Sisters, God will lead you to a good husband. Who will treat you like a queen. You will be his princess. He will value you. He will not be screaming at you. But he will treat you gently. He will dress you in gold. May God lead you to good places in the name of Jesus. The Lamb himself shall lead them. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And finally, God shall wipe away all tears. Everything that made you cry, as you serve in the house of God, God will take his own face towel and come and wipe away, wipe away. You will not have any reason to cry again. You will not have any reason for tears again. For God himself will wipe away. Is there anybody who has cried here before? Can I see your hand? Lift your right hand if you have cried. Somebody has made you to cry. Oh, let me see your hand properly. If your hand is not up, then you're one of the people that we are not sure whether you're born again. If you have cried before, can I see your hand? Who made you to cry? Corolla, who made you to cry? Tell us. Yeah, you don't like trouble, so you don't want to say it, isn't it? Is it your bishop? I don't made you to cry. Not your bishop. Who is this? Hey! What a shock. Mom, have you cried before? Who made you to cry? You don't want to say this, see? Yes. Fine protocol will not allow us to say. But all of my wife, have you cried before? Have you cried before? It's a question. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. I will not ask you who made you to cry. I will not ask. I refuse to ask. But may God wipe away every tear from your eyes in the name of Jesus. May your life be a blessing. May your life be a blessing. May God look after you. May God supply your need. May God bring laughter into your mouth. May God make your life beautiful and joyful. May God make your life exciting. May God put you above and not beneath. May God shine his light in your path. May you enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Rise to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him this morning. Bless him for who he is. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Your life is changing. To the glory of God. To the glory of God. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands up high. You make my life so beautiful.
Joshua, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore.
Come on, you make my life so beautiful.
You make my life so beautiful. And that's you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why.
Beautiful, working on all the weaknesses of our lives, all the shortcomings of our lives. Lord, you make our life so beautiful. As we lift our hands to you this afternoon, all we say, we want more of you. We want more of you. We want to be buried in you. Want to go deeper and deeper in you. We want to run into you more and more. Keep us by your mercy. Want to do your will. Want to do your work. We want to please you. We want to serve you. I pray for everybody here in this church. Give us the heart to serve you. Give us the heart to love you. The heart to work for you in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, do mighty things in our lives, O God. Mighty things in our lives, O God. And let our life be a blessing. Let our life be a blessing. Let our life be a blessing. And Lord, take care of every need in this church. Take care of every need in this church. You know our very fears. You know the needs of our lives. I pray, O God, that you answer every secret prayer. Answer every secret prayer. Do wonderful things in our lives, O God. And let your glory be seen. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Shout your loudest amen. Are you excited? Hallelujah. I bless God for your lives. Close your eyes with me again as we close this service. Just close your eyes wherever you are. Right at the end of the service, you are at the very back, everywhere you are. Just close your eyes. I'm going to sit down in the next 5 minutes or so. But as every head is bowed, every eye closed. Today, right in this service, there are some people, you're invited by somebody else, or you've been coming once in a while, but in your personal life, you are not sure you are born again. You are not sure your name is written in heaven. You are not sure that if something happens and you die today, you go to heaven or hell. Today, this Sunday morning, the last Sunday of the month of February, I'm talking to you wherever you are. You want to say, Bishop, from today, I want to take God seriously. Maybe I'm not taking God as serious as you ought to. You are in and out, once a while. But today, in this service, you want to say, Bishop, I want Jesus to come into my heart. Take control of my life. I want to serve Jesus the rest of my life. I want to be born again. If you're here, if you're standing right there, or maybe you're born again, but you have a slide. You want to be reconciled back to God. You need God in your life. If you are there and you need God, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift your hand up high. Wonderful. I see so many hands. Lift it higher than your head. Let your hand go high. I want to pray for you especially. That many of you here today who need a personal relationship with God. You need Jesus to come into your heart. Lift up your right hand. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Let today mark a day of a new beginning. Touch them. Change them. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to come to me in the front here. Come. Just come all the way. Come. Clap your hands for them as they come. I want to pray for you. Just come very quickly. Join us and let's say this prayer together. Say after me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday afternoon, I open my heart to you.
I open my heart
I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I know I am a sinner. But today, I invite Jesus to wash away my sins and make me the child of God. This morning, I promise to serve God. I promise to follow Jesus. I promise to give my life to God. From today, I am a child of God. From today, I belong to Jesus. From today, my sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus. Please, Jesus, receive me just as I am. I will follow you. I will trust in you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. From today, I am born again. I am a child of God. From today, my name is written in heaven. From today, I will serve Jesus all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for these wonderful, wonderful people. Hallelujah. I bless God for all of you. Several years ago, in October 1975, I did the same thing. I gave my heart to Christ, and it's been several years now. And I'll tell you something, I have no regrets giving my heart to Him. Today, God is separating you from things that will destroy your life. And your life will be precious before God. God will keep you. God will watch over you. God will lead you to good places. Every Sunday, make sure you are in church. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Every Sunday, make sure you are in church. Because God is beginning to rewrite your story. Your life will be beautiful. Amen. Can I get a copy of this book? Everybody's going to have this, a copy of this book free of charge. How to Become a Strong Christian. Very beautiful book. It's a book that has changed many lives. Written by our Bishop, Bishop Dagwood Mills. It will bless you. It will help every Sunday bring you to church. And read it at home as well. You will see how your life will be transformed. Those who knew you, they'll look at you and say, my God, something has happened to this guy. Because a clear change is taking place today. Amen. So, where did they go? All right. Can you all kindly, I don't give them right here or there. Okay, let's go out there. They'll give the books to you. All right. And they'll take down your name, take your number, whatever, and so on. So, can you go with our lady, Mamaruchi? Yeah. Mamaruchi, can you go with her this way? Clap your hands for them. Follow her out there.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
That you've been blessed by this message. Visit us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Tuesday at 6 p.m. For more information, visit our Facebook page, Bishop Peter Mokganya-DHMM. God richly bless you.